Hi, I'm Jalal from the Victory Bus Project. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
Hey, dude. Hey, you want to get a cup of coffee with me? Oh, no, man. I just went to get a cup of coffee. But you want to go get a cup of coffee? Oh, yeah. I would like to go get a cup of coffee with you. Hey, do you want to go down the street later on and get a couple cups of coffee? Yeah, all right. I'll go get a cup of coffee. Hey, do you want to watch my coffee while I go into the coffee shop to get another coffee? Oh, yeah. I got two cups right here. I'll just watch your cups while I watch my cups.
Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night from 9:30 to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Underwriting support is provided by Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties, working to protect children from tobacco marketing in stores. The more kids see, the more likely they are to smoke. To learn more and find out how you can help, visit www.seenenoughtobacco.org.
Okay, good morning. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM ACRA. This is Now Boarding the Travel Show with Jim and Dan, and I would like to say happy Sunday morning to everyone listening. It's a beautiful Sunday morning here in Hudson, New York, in the Hudson River Valley of upstate New York. Jimmy Jiminovich, I believe you are in a different place, a different land. You are our correspondent in the field. Where are you, Jimmy? Jimmy, can you hear me? Hold on, everyone. For some reason, Jimmy's not coming in. I'll try to have him connected in a moment. Jimmy, can you hear me? Jimmy? Okay, well, don't know what happened there. We will try to have Jimmy come on again. Unfortunately, this exchange did not occur as we had wanted. Jimmy, I'm going to insert your exchange into this port. Hold on. Okay, Jimmy, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
We cannot. We're not getting you, Jimmy, for some reason. Okay. But you can hear me. Okay, Jimmy, we're going to have to adapt here. I think it's going to be best if you give me a call. I'm going to shut my my computer off so that we can have our program. You're just going to have to call me via Skype on the phone. All right? Everyone just hold tight. Jimmy and I will be back in a second. All right, Jimmy?
Sounds good, Dan. I will call you back on Skype.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, well, that happens every once in a while. Sometimes there's issues that occur. That's life. And while you're traveling, as this is Now Boarding the Travel Show, there's sometimes that items and bumps in the road come up, and you just simply have to adapt to it. And that's one of the key features of the veteran traveler. Well is that known for veteran travelers that, you know, sometimes an adventure is due to there being points and moments of hesitation and points and moments where everything doesn't occur as expected. Okay, we're going to try this right now. We're going to try this with Jimmy right now. Okay, hopefully he was just trying to call in. We're going to be calling him right now. Jimmy, are you there? Jimmy, are you there? Okay, okay.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you just slightly. Hold on, Jimmy. Okay. Can't speak, Jimmy. Go ahead, speak.
Hello, everyone. Happy Father's Day
to
all those fathers out there.
All right. Hold on. Jimmy, I can't hear you. We're going to have to, I'm going to try this one more time with the computer. This is, yes.
Okay,
We can. I can hear you a little, Jimmy. I'm gonna try this again with the computer. Everyone, just bear tight. I'm gonna put on some music here shortly, and we're going to get this. We're gonna get this resolved. I hope, and we'll be. We'll be quickly back on, Jimmy. I'm gonna. Let's try this one more time. Okay. All right. All right. Well, we're going to see how this works. This is just another. It happens every now and again. It happens. Okay, Jimmy's telling me that I can do it. He's not even coaching me through anything. Okay, everyone, just hold tight. I'm sure you're on the edges of your seat, and we're going to see if Jimmy comes on. Okay, we're going to call him again. We're going to see what happens. Okay, Jimmy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're not coming through the auxiliary. You're not coming... You're not coming through the auxiliary, okay? For some reason, this is not—it's not working. I'm gonna try one more, Jimmy. Go ahead, Jimmy. Talk. No. Okay, we're having some big difficulties here. Yep. Yep, I can hear you.
I might be able to help walk you through this. You can share your screen. I think I can tell you how to share your screen through Skype.
Hold on, Jimmy. It's the feature of this this auxiliary, which is not working. Okay. Go ahead, Jimmy. We'll try this again. I'm going to shut this and try to reboot this. Go ahead, Jimmy. Speak. You're coming through the my computer.
Okay, but your computer is not, for whatever reason, outputting into the actual dial. All
right, hold on. Let me see if... go ahead and speak, Jimmy.
So everything's fine with your computer. Just for some reason, it's not working your computer with the board and the dial specifically.
That's right, Jimmy. That's right. Let's do this one more time with the phone. This is,
You can also go into your settings. Your output might be, you might be able to change it through your output, possibly.
All right. We're going to listen to some music. Jimmy, hold tight. I'm going to, do the best that I can here and get this so it functions appropriately. Let's listen to some music. Yes, Jimmy, hold on, Jimmy. By the way, we are still in our pledge drive at WGXC. So if you would like to pledge, go to wgxc.org/donate and you can pledge in that way, that regard. Okay. Okay. Here, let's see. Let's see what we get. Jimmy, try this again. Let's. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
You can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I'm gonna shut you off on this computer, and we're going to try the phone again. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, well, everyone, as I said, we're in our pledge drive. If you would like to donate, go to wgxc.org, and you can find a link to donate in that way. We're going to see if we can get Jimmy back on. This is not going as we had intended. Okay, Jimmy. We hear you. Hold on. Go ahead and speak.
I am here. Hello, everyone. Hello, all of our listeners. Happy Father's Day to those fathers out there listening. And a happy June 17th to all. And all a good night.
Okay, very good, Jimmy. Very good. This is not the best audio quality, but we're going to make it through. All right. So, Jimmy, we left off last program 2 weeks ago. We had tried to connect, or we didn't, with our friend Matthew Moody. But I think he was in London or somewhere. Previous to that, we connected with him in Poland. So is he?
He is ready to go. He's got stories up the wazoo to tell us all. I'm quite excited to hear about them myself. I've yet to hear them. Shall I dial him in?
Yes, dial him in, Jimmy. And we're going to hopefully get him with us. And then we'll hear all about his episodes.
Excellent, wonderful. I'm getting him in right now. We should be hearing from him any second now.
Okay, very good, very good. And this is going to be a fantastic, being that it's his first time in two new countries, and we'll see what has occurred with him. Jimmy, you let me know when he's on.
Sound as soon as he is connected.
Okay, and I believe that he's back in Hawaii. He had traversed from Hawaii to
I just heard it. Is Moody, are you with us?
I'm with you guys.
See, I mean, Dan, as I said, you just hear that golden voice sound, and then he's there.
What was that, though? Was that a cat? Does he have a cat moaning with him?
I'm back.
Dan, are you still with us?
I'm with you, Jimmy. Can you hear me?
Are we not even on the radio right now?
Jimmy, can you hear me? Jimmy, you
yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, yes. And Jimmy, take it away. Take it away. This is special that he survived. Jimmy?
Take it away. As we all know, the main component, the critical element, the person who puts a la in Alhamdulillah, the Moon Man, 3M himself, is with us today after his 2-week-plus stint in Europe. And he traveled all over the place, is my understanding. I didn't hear from him at all during the 2 weeks, so I was fearing for his life, and I thought he might very well be decapitated, buried, or worse, suffering, being tortured. But he has made it through. Moody, I'm really excited that you made it, and I can't wait to hear your stories. Please, how are you doing, Moody?
I'm good, boys. It's early on a Sunday morning, as always, but I'm excited to tell you about this this trip. It was a really awesome experience for me, for many obvious reasons, but you know, many not as well.
Whoa, really?
Okay, now just be, you know, and just to double check, Moody, you know, as the, you know, government agencies do watch over the airwaves, you are back in Hawaii. You did not go AWOL. Is that correct?
I am back. I showed up for work, not necessarily on time, because I wasn't thinking well. I took leave for Monday, and I was supposed to go back to work Tuesday morning. I got to Hawaii Monday night, and I just planned it that I was going to go to work Tuesday morning. Yeah, that didn't happen. I called them and told them I was jet lagged and I needed an extra day of vacation time.
That's what he does, Jimmy.
Well, I mean, this is his first time. You know, I can't blame him for it. I've done it many times, except I didn't even say I was jet lagged. I just said, you know, I was vomiting or something else. Sometimes I was. But, wow, no, I mean, it's a, you know, hey, Dan, we've all been there after the long, I mean, for his trip, a very long, not only duration, but time difference-wise, he was time traveling. So,
yeah.
Understandable, Moody.
Happy that you're back. Happy you made it back alive.
Thank you. Thank you. That's good to... That's, I mean, I miss the country. I miss Kingo, of course, but, you know, I guess you say it's good to be home-ish. not really. I'd kill to be back in Poland right now.
So, understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would ask you your best moment, the worst moment, but I feel you already have some highlights you want to talk about. So why don't you just tell us about the trip, Moody? The things you wanted to point out. I know there's probably some.
Okay, so there's a huge, obvious, best moment here. Dan, I'm sure I haven't talked to you. I know you're not real big on Facebook. I don't even think you're on Facebook. So I don't even know if you know this, but in London, me and Kinga got engaged.
Wow. Congratulations, Moody. Wow.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Congrats, Moody. Congrats, brother.
Wow.
That was easily the best moment of the trip for me.
Uh-huh.
And everything, not even just the moment of me asking, but everything leading up to it. So I met both of her sides of her family, her mom's family and her dad's family, and asked both of them. And when I say sides of the family, I was
surrounded,
sitting down. It was six people, I think, both times that I ended up, like, it wasn't just her dad or just her mom. I was asking the whole dinner table for permission. It was,
and she wasn't there when you were asking them, right?
She was translating all my words. I could not speak directly to them. Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
So it's really unknown if they gave you their go ahead or if they just said something else.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, they were smiling. They were smiling, so it seemed like they probably said yes, but Kinga could have just translated whatever.
Okay, so this was after you got back from London. Or was it before?
No, actually, before, yeah. So I met them before London, asked their permission. Nobody had any idea, because I couldn't tell the families. Kinga didn't know. And when I went to London, we went to Harry Potter World, and I did it in Harry Potter World at the Hogwarts Castle.
Jimmy.
Man, I've seen the video myself. I've seen the video myself just earlier today, actually. It's a wonderful, it's just magical.
So
you know, I couldn't tell if it was Moody or if it was Ron Weasley, or what was going on. I was confused.
So
once I put it together, it was just a magical moment in a magical place.
Is that why all the Churchtown fire sirens were going off when they were?
I hope for whatever reason they were going off that nothing catastrophic happened. You're making a joke about it.
I believe they even had a parade in your honor last weekend or something.
Moody.
Am I right, Dan? I think they had a parade all through Hudson.
Yeah, yeah. Last weekend and this weekend too, for Moody.
Moody, I'm not kidding. There was really a parade last weekend. My mom was talking. She said, "Yeah, that this parade. They were all hailing Moody," and I'm like,
"Or flag day."
No, I don't understand, but. I think it was you, Moody, and I think you deserve that.
Okay, we'll go with that. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Wow.
So, congrats, Moody. Get on to more of the, what was your, in Poland, in London, this is your first time in Europe. What did you notice about each country that's different than the U.S., and not just the place, but also the people?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. For the pure reason that Kinga didn't want me to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Now we're getting, we are the real deal. That's what I love to hear.
But I'll clear it up later. So I get off the plane, and I, like you guys keep saying, I mean, I did go to Costa Rica, but I was with it was a long time ago. I was with a huge group of people for a high school trip, so it's just different.
Nothing.
So I'm on my own in the airport, and I don't know how to exchange currency. So I'm just looking for the, counter or whatever, money exchange. And I go to the wrong place. I go I think it was just some customs office. And I just go, it was kind of a bare airport. There wasn't a lot of people around. So I just go in there thinking that if I'm wrong, the guy will tell me I'm wrong. And I walk in and I'm just like, he barely speaks English. And I'm just like, oh, you know, I'm looking for currency. And he does, instead of just saying like, oh, you're in the wrong place, here's where you might want to go, he like walks out from behind his desk and like points to the signs that I should have seen, telling me I was wrong. And he's just like, do you see this sign? Like, and I'm like, yeah, I guess I do. Like, I'm sorry. He's like, you're in the wrong place. And he just like, just goes out of his way to make me feel really small. So my first impression of the people was not very good, and that's why Kinga didn't want me to tell you this. But after that, it was extremely, everybody in Poland is just amazing. I love the people. I love the culture. The way that I've been telling people about it is kind of like when you go to someone's home in America, like, yes, they can be hospitable. They may be extremely hospitable, but it's still a feeling of like you're in their home. Like, that's their place, and you should be respectful. You know what I mean? When I was...
Continue, please.
When I was in family's home, it was like the exact opposite. It was, I was not a guest. I mean, I was a guest, but I'm just saying, like, they went out of their way to cater to me. Like, it was like I was someone special. And I just had never really felt it to that extent. Like, they all seemed very excited to have me there. Just, like, it was just very humbling. And they're all just so kind and so receiving. You know, it was just like a very, with the moments that I asked for permission got very tender and very emotional for everyone involved. And it was just like, this is just something funny that I want to say real quick. When I was asking Kinga's dad's side of the family, her godmother and her aunt were there, and both of their husbands, and one of her uncles was very interested in me, just a real outgoing guy, firing question after question at me, really nice guy, funny. And when it started, when the moment came and I told him that I was going to ask permission, he literally did like the timeout sign. I was like, hold on. And I thought he was kidding, but he literally took out his phone to video me. like, I was already like, my voice was shaking and like stressing out, and he has his phone up, just, he wanted to capture the moment. So it was just stuff like that, you know, the moment meant so much to him and their family that he is. And then afterwards, he was actually the first one to speak. It wasn't her father. It was this, this outgoing uncle. And he took the time to like, you could all tell I was really nervous. And he was like, you know, calm down. You did a great job. Like, you know, you came over here, you flew all this way, sat down with all these strangers and looked us in the eyes and did this. And he basically said like, it took big fortitude. Yes. Fortitude.
Well,
to,
that's one word to use. I would make different, but okay.
Well, because you know how you like put up two hands and like gesture.
Gesturing for what exactly? Anyways, continue.
I think you guys know what I'm saying.
Yes,
but
we all know. Even our listeners all know.
Well, yeah, it was just a good moment that I was able to connect with the family. Everybody got really emotional. So.
That's awesome, Moody. I am so proud of you. You have come so long from the boy we knew 3-4 years ago to the man you are today. Congratulations. Good for you.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I mean,
D-Ron just laughs. Like, yeah, Moody's a man.
I've been saying, you don't understand. Yeah. Jimmy, how much was I praising him last program? How much was I praising him?
I think
probably half the program. Half the program, I was speaking so highly of him. And, you know, he probably didn't tune in to listen.
Bitter that he wasn't on the show and that he was in Europe, but...
Moody.
I tried so hard.
Moody.
To be on the show.
Yeah.
No, we know. We understand. If we were you, each of us wouldn't have been on the show either. Dan, obviously, because if he's not in the radio station, he has no idea how to call in. And, you know, anyways, we understand. There's many shows I've missed because I've been traveling. So,
yeah.
And many shows I've missed because of other reasons that aren't even not even close to as valid. So don't worry about that. We did talk about you, but we didn't want to. You know, we wanted to make sure that Dan and I could still put on a show without you. And the reviews were questionable.
I mean, you've been doing it for years before I was ever even a guest. I'm sure you guys didn't need me.
Yeah, but we're getting old, Moody. And you know, you're so youthful, and it's you're integral. You're the component. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So I wanted to make sure that I told you about King and his families right away, because it was and obviously the proposal and just our moments, but that meeting her family was the most important and best times there for sure. But there are some obviously touristy things that I did as well that were really cool that I wanted to tell you guys about.
Please.
So, on the first radio show, I didn't tell you because it was actually just about to happen. I think I told you that there was a championship soccer game that day, and we were going to go try to find a bar where we could watch it.
Yes, I remember.
So it was Poland's, one of their soccer leagues, the championship, and we were in Warsaw, and the Warsaw team was playing the Poznań. Poznań's another city in Poland. Warsaw was playing against Poznań in Poznań. So it wasn't there where we were, unfortunately. But still, the city's team was playing, so we wanted to go to a bar somewhere and hopefully find some raucous fans. And we did. We found this pub where... these guys were just... Jimmy, I believe I sent you the video... These guys were just singing in a storm, like really getting into it, the height of energy, like even higher probably if you're just fans in the bar. But what was funny was, like, they got crazy. They were like, King was translating all of it. They were just talking like really, really bad about the other team and just like swearing up the storm. And I guess later when we had met King's father and we told him that we were cheering in Warsaw with a bunch of Warsaw fans, I guess he had gotten a little nervous because he said that Warsaw fans have a reputation of like being connected to the mob.
So, what did you do? Just stay quiet, Moody? Did you just not open up your mouth?
That's exactly what I did. When you are in hostile territory, and I couldn't speak, so I didn't want to be this American who's like, oh, I'm part of the action, and I start trying to, like, butcher their songs and stuff. No, I sat there. They were well aware that I couldn't speak English because King had translated to the table, so there was a group, like, the angle. Showing the video, right? There were like a group in the middle of the room, and me and King were on like the outside, and then there was a table next to us, also on the outside. They weren't singing or anything, so King started talking to them, so the room could kind of feel that I didn't speak English. And there was actually one guy, part of the crazy group, that did like reach out to me and like high-five me, and he just said,
Legia, which translates to Legion. So their team is Legia Warsaw, like the Warsaw Legion. And so he was just like, Legia. So yeah, they met me once they saw that I was rooting for the home team. I wasn't a problem. But yeah, no, you gotta be humble and wait for them to come to you. I wasn't trying. I didn't know like what extent of crazy passionate they were for their team, but I didn't want to find out the wrong way. So
now, let me ask: was Dan and I paying the military to pay you hazard pay for this, or what?
Maybe I should have let them know when I got back that I was possibly under fire.
Okay, you were. So let me ask another question. World Cup is now going on in Russia. What team are you rooting for?
Team Poland, baby, all the way.
Just all the way. I was thinking about it today. I think I'm also rooting for them just because of you and because I'm a quarter Polish.
So
Germany knocked out the U.S. last time, so I can't root for them.
Mm-hmm. Are either one of you gentlemen soccer fans that, like, not just World Cup follow, but, like, actually be throughout the year follow soccer?
No, not much.
Negative.
Well, the reason it's just the crazy thing is because I actually have talked to a lot of soccer players because I play soccer in an intramural league.
Mm-hmm.
They usually know the top three players in the world. It's Messi,
Ronaldo,
and Neymar.
Who were all at the Yankee game not too long ago, or at least three people dressed up as...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the crazy thing is, from all of the research I just did, the fourth best player in the entire world is from Poland.
What's his name?
And yet he's not even heard of because he's from Poland.
I don't know if that's it. I just think the European leagues, you know, all the names don't get over to America. His name is Robert Lewandowski.
Okay. Thank you, Moody.
It looks a little different on paper because the V's that I just pronounced are W's in his name. It's
mm-hmm.
like,
right.
It kind of looks like Lewandowski, but it's Lewandowski. And he's amazing. So, Polish team is kind of a dark horse in this tournament. Mm. They should come out of their group, at least.
I'm going to be rooting for Moody. I'm also rooting for Spain just because of my good friend Albert, who will actually be in Bangkok on Wednesday. I think we're going to watch Spain versus Iran at 1 a.m. Thursday, our time.
Okay. Good, Jimmy.
No, I mean, it's just like, you know, some baseball teams, you know, small markets, small country.
Team in the German league, so, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, look
for
at the
reason he's the...
Yeah, marketing, I would imagine, as you're saying, as, you know, Mood had suggested, as Jimmy had agreed. It's that's all that is. They're going after the what makes most, you know, what gains most in the market, definitely.
So, anyways, moving on from the World Cup again, back to you, Moody. Awesome. What did you think, you know, about London? I'm very curious about this one. Dan and I have kind of mixed takes. Dan very much is very in high regard of London. I am not so much. What was your take on London, Moody? And outside of Hogwarts, of course, that's a magical place, so of course you're going to have magical feelings. So actually, in London itself, where did you go in London? Dan can tell you I walked more than I've probably walked in my life during that trip. He was even amazed I could even do it. What did you see? What did you think of the people? What did you think of the city?
So I'm going to answer your question in kind of a long way. Just because I haven't done so much travel, I feel like I kind of learned, you know, people have like a traveling profile, like what they want to do when they travel, what they like, what they see. So I like to travel through food. I think that's like my main thing. Like wherever I am, I want to eat what those people eat.
Mm-hmm.
So right off the bat, London is far behind any country. They have a stereotype for not having good food. Like, there was nothing even that I wanted to try. I mean, yeah, they were known for like fish and chips, but I was only
fish and chips.
Yeah, I was only in England for 2 days.
And right,
I
never mood, had a, mood. But there's a heavy, heavy presence of Indian cuisine. You know, Pakistani and Indian. And, I mean, when Jimmy and I were there, we were encountering many Spanish and many Italians, which, you know, I mean, Jimmy could probably suggest, I don't think an Italian is going to not eat their proper Italian food. And I think that they would, you know, I mean, a pizzeria is everywhere, Moody. Did you just, I don't know, did you just go for mutton chops or did you just go for, you know, restaurant bland? What did you do? Did you eat biscuits?
But I mean, Moody is also right. I mean, in terms, you mentioned, yes, they have alternatives, but their actual cuisine itself, you know.
Yes, from, their you know, cuisine. I'm not saying what they have in the country.
It's limited in terms of what they have. In terms of how good it really is.
I don't agree with that. Shepherd's pie, mashed peas. I mean, there's blood sausage. It's there's a lot of old peasant dishes that are in resurgence in England, which, you know, the English, traditional English cuisine. But, you know, what has, I don't know, perhaps you just had, you know, bad old cod with your fish and chips. I don't know.
No, I actually didn't have fish and chips because I was only there for 2 days and I was never in a fish and chips mood, so I didn't go out of my way to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have blood sausage, not in England, but I did have it in Poland, which is really interesting, really delicious, kind of weird all at the same time. But I don't know. I think the worst thing for me going to England is that I had gone to Poland first, mm-hmm. and it was, the exchange rate was cheaper and made the travel way more manageable for me. And then we got to England and it was just expensive and it felt less, I don't know. It just felt less
welcoming
and European to be honest, just because obviously it's one of the biggest,
and also
advanced technologically advanced cities.
And there's a there's a massive Polish presence in London. Did you encounter any?
Yes, there is.
Did Kinga know anyone, or did you encounter any? Did you use your Polish words?
Charm.
So Kinga did hear Polish being spoken a couple times. And then also, I was wearing my Polish volleyball jersey that she got me for Christmas last year. And people were just kind of, I don't think this is because they were Polish. It was more of just because they were soccer fans. Even though it was a volleyball jersey, they just kind of identified it with soccer. And people were yelling Lewandowski at me multiple times. The player I was just telling you guys about there. They were just yelling Lewandowski at me. And I didn't at this point, I still hadn't done any research, and I'm like, Kinga, what are they yelling at me? And she told me, like, that's the player that they think you're, like,
now,
rooting for.
Jimmy.
Are you sure it doesn't mean something else derogatory that we just don't know about?
Well, I've since learned that it doesn't, so.
Jimmy, okay, that's like you traveling and wearing your Jorge jersey. You know, people start shouting at you.
Hip, hip. Hey. Thank you, Moody. Thank you. I was hoping we were going to do that. Thank you for not being hanging on that one. Appreciate that. Whole Timers Day coming up in just over 2 hours. Can't wait for that. Anyway, fun. Yep.
Jimmy.
I think Corey's going to be there too, so yeah. I'm going to get that going again. Absolutely.
Jimmy, this is revealing what he has experienced in his Polish travel and his London travel. We can't call English. Neither of us, Jimmy, can call, you know, our travel to London English. It's not essentially 100% England, you know? It's an international city, you know? We just glanced little pockets of England.
Right, actually. London is, you nailed it on the head, Dan. London is not England. It is London. It is an international city, just like New York City, believe it or not, is not New York.
But certainly there's features of England there. I mean, obviously, you know, all the jewels and everything that is the highest superlative of, you know, architecture and whatnot. And, you know, obviously what traditions have made it this vibrant, so dynamic city. But anyway, just wanted to, you know, in case anyone really was going to say we don't know anything about England, they'd be right.
Well, I think same for me, but I think what it is, and I was talking earlier about like a travel profile, I just don't think that I like going to cities when I travel.
It's the opposite of Jimmy.
Cities are cool, but like what you guys were just saying, like you were like, London's barely even England because it's so international. So you go there and you don't get a feel for Britain. Like you're not like, oh, I'm in Great Britain. I'm just in a big city that could be in another country for, you know, for all you knew, except for certain parts, like you were just saying, the architecture, the history. But for a lot of ways, a lot of big cities can just be comparable. So
yeah,
I like the back streets. I like the smaller cities. I like the older cities. And Dieron, I've been trying to tell all my friends about this because they don't have a lot of Polish knowledge in general, but I want to sing praises of Krakow.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing city.
Describe it, please, Moody. None of us have been there. Jimmy, you know, needs some education. Our listeners are excited. Describe some characteristics and features of Krakow for us, please.
Okay, I absolutely will, but I am going to give you a 2 to 3 minute history real quick. No. No, all joking aside, I'm going to give you like a 30-second history.
Okay.
One of the worst things about Poland was the hand that they've been dealt in life. In the middle of last century, they were just stuck between two of the worst mass murderers and craziest minds of all time, Hitler and Stalin.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of their country was destroyed. And then after the war, they were under Soviet control until 1989. So a lot of their country, after it was destroyed and rebuilt, it was rebuilt in a Soviet way. And a lot of it was just, you know, plain looking buildings, you know, all this stuff. So cities that were destroyed, like Warsaw, have a Soviet imprint or maybe just newer architectural imprint, not so much of that older European feel.
Mm-hmm.
But Krakow being in the south part of the country, was untouched by the war.
Mm.
So they have an extremely European, Polish feel. All their buildings are, you know, they have so much of what I think about when I think about European feel. You know, all the cobblestone streets, those narrow streets with a bunch of different colored buildings and just high archways. Just really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They have Old Town Square, which is just like, you know, they have the fountain and the clock tower in the middle, and then just lined with shops on all the outside, food vendors, music playing at twilight. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just, I would live there. I would go back there in a heartbeat. And I think other people should go to Krakow. It's just,
how far away?
We did this food club.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's only 3 hours from Warsaw, if that was your question. But we did this cooking class, which wasn't a traditional cooking class. It was like, we met with this woman. She took us to a farmer's market, got the ingredients for the stuff, and then we made pierogies kind of collectively. Like, we didn't all do it, you know, one by one. We just, like, each of us kind of worked on the dough, and then we made a couple pierogies each and ate dinner at her place. But as we were walking from the farmer's market to her house, she was just giving us kind of like a history. And what she described, Warsaw and Krakow, it's kind of like a sibling rivalry type city. And it struck me very close to the relationship that, like, New York and Boston has. Like, you know, the cities kind of rib each other. They don't really like each other, different kind of cities. Warsaw is the, you know, the bigger, more technologically advanced, newer city, maybe similar to New York, whereas Krakow has that older feel, older city, you know, similar to Boston, maybe more humble people. So,
Jimmy, is that true? Jimmy, is that true that Boston people are just humble? Is he there? Did we lose Jimmy Moody?
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it's a direct comparison. I was saying Krakow has more humble people.
Yeah. Okay.
But
I can't say anything negative about Boston people. I mean, they're very loyal and very legitimate people. I don't know. I've only been to Boston a few times, so I couldn't really comment. Everyone I know who has grown up in Boston are great people.
Jimmy,
difficult for me to say as a Yankee fan, but I have to be honest.
Jimmy, do you think Moody now has what you have when you visit a location, and that is logs? Does he have logs now?
He has already said the word. He has already said,
oh,
I got logs. He has already
goodness.
Said it to me, and that's what I'm like, check.
Okay.
He's done it.
Please,
he's made it.
Refresh. Refresh for our listeners logs and what that means for Moody now in terms of Poland.
Locals on the ground, that means that when, as Moody grows his log network, he will be able to basically travel anywhere in the world, and he'll have someone he can link up with to, you know, help him out, put him up, or, you know, at least, you know, show him around and give him a taste of, you know, basically be his tour guide at no charge, but give him, you know, they know him, so they're going to give him the real deal tour. It's not going to be some touristy tour.
Or if he goes back to a Warsaw pub with the Warsaw Legion of fans, they can link him up, put him up, and shut him up, Jimmy.
Yeah, exactly. Probably be murdered. But let's not hope that happens. Let me ask you a question, Woody. You know, when I first went to Europe, and this is my first time outside of North America, and really my first time outside of the U.S. and Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean, so out of North America, out of, you know, it's all somewhat linked. To me, that was the moment when I went, and this, again, was U.K. and Ireland, which isn't, you know, Poland, I believe, is much different. To me, that was the moment, Moody, I peeked my head outside the well, and it just opened my eyes to things I never knew was there. Did you have any kind of moment like that during your trip?
So, being that I was only 18 when I went to Costa Rica, I think I had those first true moments definitely on that trip, because I grew up with not a lot of money, and I'm like flying for the first time, you know, going to a foreign country. So I definitely had those moments on that trip as well. But yeah, no, I definitely had a lot of them on this trip for sure. Just with the sheer lack of knowledge that I, and I'll go ahead and say the American public at large, don't have of Poland. We don't know their story. We don't get taught it. We don't know their history. And I'm,
but we do get pierogies from time to time, which are real.
Thank you for proving my point. Yes, that is the knowledge that Americans have. They have pierogies in Poland. That's about it.
And I'm a quarter Polish, and that's bad enough that I'm saying something like that.
I think that, now this is just my opinion, I may be way far off base. I've been trying to do research and get some knowledge about it. I think that we distance ourselves from Poland because we didn't help them in the war. We didn't help them in World War II when a lot of bad stuff was going on. We didn't enter the war until Pearl Harbor happened, until we were basically dragged into it. So,
Moody,
I don't know. I just,
who do we really not distance ourselves from, especially in this day and age with the Trump administration? But even prior to that, who does the U.S. really affiliate themselves with in a really big PR perspective and a really big, actually, hey, let's do something with another country and let's bring that thing that we're doing there, let's bring it to the U.S. as well so we can learn from it. When does that ever happen? I've never seen it in my growing up, to be honest.
Could be right, too.
Jimmy, that's not true. That's not true whatsoever.
To be honest.
I mean, look at all the trade that we have with different countries.
I 110% agree with you, Dan. We can argue about this all day.
Unbelievable. But
things may have been different in Taconic Hills. Things have been different in Taconic Hills, but I can say that Yes, we had some, you know, there was different cultures coming in, but the actual learning about them and actually making like a big thing and making it important never ever happened to me until I started doing it on my own.
Okay, that's right. That's right. Fact. You have to do it on your own. You have to do it on your own because education is so, it's as much as what is at the source that you're gaining from the primary source, that be the teacher or that be in the environment. The information that you're getting, and it also lies in the student taking in as much as they possibly can. Sometimes students don't do that, and sometimes teachers and the curriculum doesn't.
Yeah, but how can the student take? I mean, how can the student take something in when it's not even really presented to them, or presented to them in at least any kind of,
how much information
of,
can you have, Jimmy?
You know, exciting way or something that they'd want to, you know.
We had a teacher back in high school, Mr. Wendell Miller, a history teacher, who gave us everything. And Moody, you know that. It's just that, you know, sometimes we didn't take everything in.
Yes, he did.
And the interest does not solely lie in the teacher. It also lies in the student. And come on, Jimmy, you had other ideas in your head besides education when you were in school. You had other focuses. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I had to make it. My main focus was making it.
We know that you had to make it. You grew up in a tough...
And having fun doing it.
And look at Moody.
Making it and having fun doing it.
Moody wasn't just entirely about school. I think he graduated top three of the class. But, you know, he also became... He got his name, his first title, of which how many does he have now, Jimmy, titles? I think you listed an alphabet order of them to begin the show. But he became Mac Master Moody, just going from one locker to the next in the halls of the school. Are you there? Moody, are you?
Yeah, you guys are ridiculous.
You are right. I mean, you're right. He became a name that is only represented anywhere else by a $31.66 billion company, U.S. dollars. That is Moody, 3M.
Okay. All right. But you're
anyway,
right.
Let's get back to
Poland. This was a digression.
Yes. Agreed.
Thanks, Moody.
We only have a couple minutes here, and I just want to let you know that I'm not going to be able to get to everything. And if you don't mind, in our next show, I'd like to revisit some of the stuff.
Yep.
Because there are some things I want to tell you guys about.
Sure. How does it feel to want?
You know what?
I just wanted to hear Moody laugh.
Sounds like my mom so bad. Like, you just brought me back to being 8 years old. She said that all the time.
What did he
my
say?
Mom, that's why I shut up.
I didn't quite hear him, but it's okay. The listeners didn't hear you either.
How does it feel to want? How does it feel to want Iran?
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah. He's not very decipherable sometimes. Okay. All right. So, Mood, you get to carry the rest of the show, being that you didn't do anything last program. Take it away. Jimmy and I are going to put our cruise control on. And this is Moody Airlines. You're taking control.
I like it. I got it. Okay, let's go. So I'm going to finish it out with food. I want to tell you some weird foods that I had with King's family. And then I'll finish it off with a weird experience that we did. So they have this dish. Gelatin in the early stages came from... animal bones. That's how they make gelatin. You boil bones and it releases this substance that is gelatinous. So they have this dish that is basically meat gelatin. Like, not, you don't mix in gelatin powder. Like, it is meat gelatin with vegetables and meat inside of it. And when I say they, all Polish people love this dish. And then Kinga kind of made it a spectacle because she was telling them that I was going to hate it, that the only Jell-O we grew up with is like a fruity dessert thing. it was just extremely unique, extremely weird. I did not like it at all.
Okay.
But her family was just eating it up.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was one thing. The next thing was actually delicious, but it was just a little weird for my taste buds. So it's a summer refreshing cold thing. It's strawberries, sour cream, and sugar, which is basically just yogurt.
Uh-huh.
You mix it up. That's fine. And then you put that over spaghetti noodles.
Wow.
So the flavor wasn't weird because noodles don't really taste like anything. It was just like kind of a mind bender. Like, you know, I'm eating this. The strawberries were delicious, so it didn't matter. But just that I'm having noodles and fruit in my mouth, it was really weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Jimmy?
All right, now I want to tell you about this story in a minute.
Yes.
No, go ahead.
Now I'm just taking it all in,
okay,
making notes.
Okay, good. I didn't, yeah. Moody, go ahead.
I'm going to have to breeze through this story. So we went to Poznan, which was one of the last cities we went to before we went to London. Her cousins live there. There's not a lot to do there. So, no, that's not what I mean. Just touristy-wise, he didn't know what to show us. So he would...
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Moody, are you there? Okay, I think we might have lost them. We lost Jimmy and Moody there. Okay, yep, go ahead. Moody?
Go in there and give us options. What they call mood food. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay.
Or I can anyway.
Yes.
They got mood food, just things you eat every day. Jimmy, I don't know if I should stop talking. I don't know if D-Runs.
I hear you, Moody. I hear you. Mood food.
Okay, they got mood food and then unusual food. So, of course, Kinga opts to go for the unusual food option. It comes in appetizer, main course, and then dessert. Appetizer comes, and right away I knew there was kimchi in it, which gave me a false sense of security because I'm like, oh, this is what Poland thinks is weird. The weirdest thing I'll get is kimchi.
Mm-hmm.
That was false. So there was some kimchi and some meat in there that I'll save for now. The entree comes out. It's like some kind of sautéed vegetables. I don't really taste anything weird. I just eat it up. It was delicious. Dessert comes, and it's a regular cream pie. It's like caramel pie. But inserted in the whipped cream on top are three hard objects. Now, I'm drinking some beer. I pretty much knew what was going on. I knew that it was a bug. But when in Rome, I just ate those things down. I just ate three of them.
What was it? What kind of bug?
And I got...
You're going to do well when you come to Thailand.
I'll get to it. So they take us out, and instead of them, they give us like a debrief. They tell you, you know, what do you think this food was? And then they actually tell you what it was. So I was right in the beginning. It was kimchi. That delicious meat with the kimchi was horse.
Oh, my God. Could you taste the grass?
I couldn't. Okay, let me just. We got a minute. In the main course, all it was just some vegetables, and there were silkworms. I didn't even taste that. I just ate that down.
That's pretty
nasty.
In the dessert, it was what's called a woodworm, which I basically just think is the larva of.
Oh my goodness!
Termites. Basically,
Jimmy, he's going to turn into
did it
something.
Pop in your mouth and squirt.
They were just dry and crunchy.
Okay, we got 20 seconds. We're going to have to resume this next episode, okay? Because we're going to. I have to press a button here, okay? Not Kim Jong Un like, but.
Opening the gates.
Okay, Moody, Jimmy.
You're opening the gates.
We'll see you.